Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Good morning, sir, and Happy New Year. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm executing my long-term master plan, which started about, I think, 5 years ago. First time I brought it up to Adam Wainwright, that you'll be sitting next to me someday, Waino. And tonight will be Adam Wainwright's first MLB Tonight with me and Harold Reynolds after the Cardinals-Dodgers game. So I'm very fired up for the MLB Network debut of Adam Wainwright.
And let me, by the way, speaking of Harold Reynolds, he did such a good job with Betts, Freeman, and Ohtani. Kudos to him and MLB Network. And last night you and he sat and introduced and analyzed the interview with those guys. But he did a magnificent job. That was really a fun interview.
Oh, well, thank you. And we taped that show and our reaction to the interview before the news broke of Ohtani. So there were little bits of me interjecting my head into that interview where I said, hey, just a reminder, all of this went down before the news broke of Ipe and the $4.5 million and all of that stuff. So we got criticized because people just didn't know the timing of taping the interview. People think everything happens in real time, but that's not exactly how it works. So it was before all of that, and that's not Harold Reynolds' fault that he did an interview with three superstars before massive news broke.
Yep. And a pro tip for viewers, if it says on the upper left of the screen, recorded March 11th, that means it was recorded March 11th.
They don't pay attention to that. No one's looking at that. Come on, Randy.
All right. Who do you have winning the NL Central, Greg?
I've got the Cardinals winning the NL Central, and I am bullish about it. And when people push back on the Cardinals winning the NL Central, I go, okay, so name me the team that's going to win over that. Name me the team that's ready to make that leap and win over 90 games. Is it the Cincinnati Reds? If not the Cardinals, it would be the Reds for me. The McClain injury is a massively important injury to them because he's their steady Eddie guy, even though he was a rookie last year. Frankie Montas is going to have to come back into premier form to lead a very young staff that's still going to have hiccups. I love their staff. I think it's going to improve dramatically, but I just don't think they're mature enough to begin what I think is going to be a reign of dominance. The Reds are about to become a super team in the NL Central, but it will not be this year. I do not think the Cubs did enough to fix that bullpen. Hector Neris' stuff has been going backwards, and he's in his mid-30s now, and they ran that bullpen into the ground. They don't have a lot of swing and miss in the rotation. I got a buddy in college that I think throws harder than Kyle Hendricks does right now. So I'm not believing in the Cubs. I think the Brewers took a major step back. I think Devin Williams will be the closer of the Padres in the next month and a half. I'm not kidding. They're going to trade him while his stock is high. And I think the Pirates will be a third-place team, believe it or not. They're going to be improved. Paul Skeens will be in this rotation at some point. I think they're going to be an improved club. But I get the Cardinals as the club that will win the NL Central.
All right. Well, there you go. Happy opening day, Cardinals fans. Now, Greg, I want to ask you about Victor Scott II. A lot happening there. Another injury with Dylan Carlson, which opens the door for Victor Scott II to make his major league debut today. What is your expectation for Victor Scott II and his role with the Cardinals this season?
You know, I got a chance, Brooke, to talk to Randy Flores, the scouting director of the Cardinals. And of all the players that he has seen in the system, no one has had a meteoric rise in a short span of time like Victor Scott. The entire organization is blown away by what he's done. And what is that? They give young players things to work on. They call it their homework. And it's all real-time stuff that they can actually see from their offices, wherever they are, the front office, how they're improving. And no one worked harder in the offseason on their homework than Victor Scott. He has improved dramatically. And look, it makes sense as to why they wouldn't want to break camp with him for years of control. Now the clock has started. Good luck, Dylan Carlson, finding spot in center field when you come back. I think this kid's going to take the job. He's not going to give it away. Tommy Edman's eventually going to come back. But well, when you got a kid that is this dynamic, it looks this confident at the plate and can disrupt so much on the bases, I'm sorry, I don't see the Cardinals going backwards. This is his gig if he plays to the level he's been playing recently. He knows that. The Cardinals are letting him recognize the reality of the situation. And I think Victor Scott is a name Cardinal fans are going to have to get used to.
With the Cardinals facing the Dodgers, one of the biggest storylines, not just with this series, but nationally, is Ohtani and his situation. What are you hearing about that and how it may play out here in the first couple of weeks of the regular season?
Well, before we had opening day, we have seminars, which all of you know, like before a big season starts, the executives meet with you. And we were pleased to be joined by members of the commissioner's office, who just wanted to reiterate to all the broadcasters to not speculate here. There's so much they don't even know. They have an investigation going on. There are countless investigations going on to the details of what took place. What we do know is that there was information given to ESPN that was retracted, and two different messages, which leads to the importance of investigations. What I personally know is that Ipe was Mr. Everything to Shohei Ohtani, was with him everywhere he went. So no matter what Ohtani is claiming, I think the emotion, the humanity of this is he's not with his best bud who's been with him since he entered the United States and started playing Major League Baseball. So this is going to be a major adjustment period for Shohei Ohtani. To think it's just an interpreter, it's far from that. This is a very, very close relationship that Shohei had. So that's all I know personally, because I've been around Ohtani, I've been around Ipe, and they come off as brothers and best of friends. But it's not an exaggeration. And this is going to be a tough adjustment for Shohei. But other than that, all the details surrounding the $4.5 million and who did what and when did they know, we're going to find out all that information when these investigations start to uncover things.
Greg, in my lifetime, there have been a lot of compelling teams. The Mets of the 80s with Strawberry and Gooden and Hernandez and Carter. And then the Yankees, whether it was the Yankees teams that added Clemens or the 2014 that added A-Rod. I don't think there's been a team for me before a season as compelling as this year's Dodgers are. I just find them, and I know they're going to be great, but I think they're also really interesting off the field. We talk about Ohtani, but the addition of Yamamoto, maybe the best three hitters in a row in the history of the sport. I think they're just a really interesting dynamic in L.A.
And right before opening day, they give a 10-year contract for over $140 million to Will Smith, their catcher. Like, hey, here's $140 for you. You're right. I completely agree. There are so many aspects to this team that they would be the headline for any other normal team. Obviously, a $700 million guy, you can stop there. Moving Mookie Betts to shortstop, that would be a headline if it was any other normal team. You went and got a $300 million pitcher who's never thrown a pitch in the United States. He's been rocked every time he's gone to the mound and thrown in spring training. That would be a headline, right? Well, you acquired Tyler Glasnow and you gave him a huge contract extension. He's never thrown over 120 innings in his career. That would be a headline. So they're everywhere. And is Clayton Kershaw going to come back? What is he going to look like when he comes back? This is a it's funny, you know, the show on HBO called Showtime with the Lakers, when they look back, and to me, this is the equivalent, it's the baseball equivalent to Magic with Kareem and James Worthy and all these stars and a rock star head coach and all the expectations and the limelight, City of Angels. This is that in baseball. All of it said, right, there's pressure on Dave Roberts to win, man. I'm telling you right now, the Guggenheim group that owns this club, they have put in every drop of resources into the roster, and they better win. They better go deep into the playoffs. And those expectations can sometimes not be fun. And with everything else, the drama surrounding Ohtani, the way he operates, which is they all agreed to it. He does his own thing. And that can ruffle feathers, especially someone like Freddie Freeman. There will be drama. Will they win over 100 games? Probably, but it's not going to be easy. It will not.
Jordan Montgomery finally landing with a new home, reportedly agreeing to a one-year, $25 million deal. Seems like a steal for the Diamondbacks. Why was that the landing spot for him, Greg?
Man, you know what, Brooke? Everyone was talking about, wow, this stinks for Jordan Montgomery. Wow, this is great for the Diamondbacks. I immediately thought about, wait a minute, that was too steep for the Cardinals? Wait a minute, that was too steep for the Red Sox? Wait a minute, that was too steep for the Yankees? Like, I'm going through all these teams that clearly need starting pitching, and they didn't want to give a 2 years, $52 million? Because essentially what it's going to be is, you know, if he makes 10 starts, it's going to kick in another year. We got a two-year deal for $50 million. And I look, he's not Randy Johnson, but he still is a guy that you can trust on a big stage, and he's proven it time after time after time. I'm blown away by this, that this is the deal that was too steep. This was the deal that won the race for Jordan Montgomery. And I look around the league going, guys, if you're a starter short and you look back and you go, we decided $25 million AAV for 2 years is too much. Man, that's tough baseball business for me. So I think Jordan Montgomery is now part of one of the top five rotations in baseball. They're really good. And their expectations should be to push the Dodgers in the NL West. Will they win it? I don't think so. But they're a second-place team, clear-cut. And it's almost like they had to do it after the Giants got Blake Snell. The Giants getting Blake Snell makes the Giants a very sneaky wild-card team, because while they won't score a lot of runs, when they get Robbie Ray back, that is a rotation to be dealt with. So I think the Diamondbacks recognize this was an opportunity. They struck, and now roll your eyes at any club you want to name that goes into opening day thin and starting pitching, because Jordan Montgomery was there to be had, and they chose not to pay for him.
Is there a team outside the favorites that you're looking at that you think could make some noise this year?
The Washington Nationals. I'm a big believer that the Washington Nationals will be vastly improved. I thought Dave Martinez had one of the great managerial performances that was overlooked last year. He was incredibly loyal to a bunch of young players. And what did that do? You saw them improve day after day after day. And by September, the Nationals were a club you didn't want to play. I think Mackenzie Gore is going to take a major step forward. T.J. Abrams is about to become a superstar. I think he's a 25 to 30 homer shortstop that you got to believe in. The Juan Yepez move, the former Cardinal, that is sneaky. It's sneaky. Eventually, I think that's going to help them out a ton, because Dominic Smith had no slug playing over 150 games at first base. I think he hit 5 home runs. I love Lane Thomas. I love a lot of the young guys in the minor leagues who are coming. Dylan Cruz is going to be a star in center field for the Washington Nationals. This is an organization that is led by a guy that knows what he's doing, and I think they're going to be the most improved team in the National League. But I think they're going to be a playoff team. I won't go that far, but I'm saying they'll have a winning record. Washington Nationals will have a winning record this year.
Before I ask my next question, I just want you to know that, in my opinion, you are the most passionate and knowledgeable baseball person in America.
Wait a minute. As you say that, I got a little emotional when I was reading that Bob Uecker, at the age of 90, is going to call a home opener for the Milwaukee Brewers. And as Dan knows, when you meet Bob Uecker, that is the absolute Mr. Baseball. And I'm not even kidding. Now, is he all things Brewers? Probably, at the stage of his Hall of Fame career. But to sit with a guy that has loved the game that long, who transcended baseball, who Johnny Carson couldn't wait to sit and bring him on the show time after time after time again, he made baseball cooler than it ever was. And I still think that Bob Uecker, to me, it's Bob Uecker and Jack Buck. And you guys remember the days of Camel X when there was like a reel-to-reel, when there was a rain delay. Mm-hmm. It was an interview that Bob Uecker did in the booth with Jack Buck. And you could play that interview on a loop, and it would get great ratings in St. Louis, because it's so funny. It's so good. And just to see people love the game like that and be able to bring it to life in so many different creative ways, that's the stuff I try to think about on opening day. It's not just for the hardcore guys that love the game since they were 8. It's the new fans that are trying to realize, wait a minute, baseball's for me. I'm into this. This is cool. So to me, it's Jack Buck and Bob Uecker. They're the gold standard of what being Mr. Baseball is all about.
All right, Greg, last year on opening day, you told us that you were picking the Tampa Bay Rays, and Rays looked like they were going to do it, and then October happens, right? And Texas winds up doing what they did. But I want you to give us your World Series teams for 2024.
It is the Baltimore Orioles against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Ooh.
And home field advantage will reign supreme. And that crowd, that scene is unlike anything in baseball right now. And you know how much I love St. Louis. You go to a game at the bank and it is bouncing. I have the Philadelphia Phillies winning the World Series in 2024.
All right. So we're 1983 all over again?
Yes, yes. Corbin Burns is the opening day starter today for the Baltimore Orioles against the Angels. Tune in, because that is the acquisition that will win the Baltimore Orioles a pennant. They did what the Reds chose not to do. And the Reds were a starter away from being the best in the Central. A clean-cut Dylan Cease, Corbin Burns type. They chose not to do it. That's why I'm going with the Cardinals. But I think the Orioles are the team to beat.
And Greg, Harold, and Waino after the Cards and Dodgers tonight on MLB Network, right?
Yes, and we're going to do a segment called Ask Uncle Charlie.
I love it. That'll be great. Hey, have a great time. Have a great season. Thanks so much for the time. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
You guys are the best. Happy opening day, everyone.
Same to you, Greg.